Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Howdy for your Tuesday installment, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 20th of September, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours will be coming at you in about 5 minutes. What was that? Oh, no, don't worry about it. That's just your iPhone 7 hissing. Yes, it seems some owners of the iPhone 7 and even the iPhone 7 Plus have been hearing that little sizzling, hissing, whatever you want to call it, from their phones. So what would be causing the hissing? Well, there's some speculation going on about right now that maybe the processor under load would begin to generate heat and a fan would kick on. That's for a standard computer, though. This is a phone. And of course, Apple's pretty damn silent on the issue right now. Now, we first heard about this thing from 512 Pixels. They actually posted an audio clip on YouTube that demonstrated what we the sizzling effect. Anyways, turns out that, 512 wasn't the only one. There's actually quite a few people out there that are hearing their phones hissing. Guess we're just gonna have to wait from Apple to see what all the hissing's about. In the meantime, iPhone users, it could be worse. You could have a Note 7 that could explode. Hey, speaking of the Note 7, we've gotten a lot of emails here at the BTN Network saying, and how do I tell if my phone is going to blow up? Well, first and foremost, if you're really uncertain, it's best you just go exchange the device. That's what I would highly recommend. But there are two ways you can actually find out whether your Note 7 is safe or not. First one is check that battery indicator on the device itself. Samsung, believe it or not, has made the battery icon in the status green on the new safe models. It's also added that battery percentage indicator to the power menu too. And those of you who don't know how to get to that, you can access it by holding down the power button. And of course, the other one is, which we've mentioned to you before, or on the show, actually last week, check out your Note 7's retail packaging. If it's got that little sticker on the bag with a little S on it, you're good to go. No S sticker? Get your butt down to your nearest Samsung dealer and get rid of the thing. There's also a third option you can actually try too if you wanted to. It's the IMEI number. You can do that by visiting Samsung's Note 7 recall page if you're in the U.S. Well, Photokina is underway. Yes, that's the good old trade show underway for all things that are camera porn. That kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it? That was a bad analogy. Anyways, speaking of camera porn, Panasonic's got a new camera porn out there. The Lumix GH5. This is a thing of beauty that can actually shoot up to 4K 60 frames per second video and even take 6K stills. Now, the new Lumix GH5 is actually the follow-up to the DMC GH4. And though similar to the DCM GH4, which actually could extract 4K photo stills from recorded video, the new Lumix GH5 can use the same technology to slice out 6K photo stills. And instead of 8 megapixels, you get around 16 megapixels to play with. Biggest problem, as with anything at any tech show, you see something, you love it, and you can't get your hands on it yet. Panasonic says they're just going to be showing off this thing at Photokina all throughout the week, with maybe a release sometime in early 2017. Damn it, there's always a catch. Relying on Google Waze gets you around everywhere you go. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it sucks, yeah. Well, now it can actually help you find a parking spot. Well, maybe. Yes, Google has teamed up with the transportation data firm Enrix. That's going to help drivers find the best parking spot close to their destination. Now, you may or may not have noticed, Waze has actually introduced the Where to Park feature. So if you're in the vicinity there and it's found you a parking spot, it'll help navigate you right to it. And thanks to Enrix, with all the extra data, it's actually finding a parking spot for you on steroids. This is a great idea, probably unless you live in a big city such as, I don't know, New York. You'd be getting in a fight with somebody, hey, Waze found me that parking spot. No, I was here first. Waze found it for me first. So yeah, the end result, pretty much the same. And finally, heading back to a little bit of Apple news that you thought you'd never, ever hear again. Oh, the good old Apple II. Yeah, I'm talking about the old computer. Who would have thought that the thing would receive another software update all the way back from 1993? Well, it's happened, though not officially. This is all care of a developer named John Brooks, who apparently is so in love with his Apple II, he's decided to put all of his resources together and give you another OS update. That is, if you still have the computer. It's called Pro Pro DOS 2.4. Yes, I said DOS. And what it's going to give you is an enhanced operating system to older Apple II systems. Now, apparently, this release will give you Bitsy Bye, and that's actually a menu-driven program launcher that allows for navigation through files on a multiple floppy, or if you're really into hacking, a hacked USB drive, to give you a much more user-friendly experience on your Apple II now. Those of you not familiar with Bitsy Bye, it actually runs on less than 1 kilobyte of RAM. There's also a boot utility that's under 400 bytes, basically taking up a single block of storage on a disk. That's nuts. Now, those of you that don't have an Apple II but want to experience the new Bitsy Bye, there's actually a web-based emulator that's been set up by computer historian Jason Scott over there at the Internet Archive. For those of you that still have that old Apple II, have fun with your upgrade. That is, if you can find a floppy. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com. Get on over there. Check out all the great BTN shows. You can also find the British Tech Network on Facebook, too, at our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Get on over and like the page, too.
Thank you very much.
Also, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget about our Slack room. That's where all the BTN community hangs out. That's at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show shall be returning for your hump day Wednesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, holy crap, I found a floppy. There goes my afternoon. Oh, and by the way, thank you very much for listening.